CQ. CQ, good evening. It's the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is AA4RM. That's Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. My name is Robert. I'm in Easley, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 o'clock local time. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain at an elevation of about 3,500 feet, 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, Inc., and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. You're also invited to check in via our EchoLink node, which is W4NYK-R, if you're out of our coverage area for any reason. Are there any announcements or bulletins or formal traffic for the net tonight? If so, please call AA4RM. None. We'll begin our check-ins. We'll begin with our pre-check-ins from our brars.cc website. And we've got quite a few of them tonight, so let's get started. First one is W4FCM. That's Fred in Traveler's Rest. He brings along Isla, N4IEI. N1DMB, David, is in Five Forks, Simpsonville area. KI4LCI, Andy, Table Rock. KC4W, Bill, checking in from Anderson. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KG4WNP, Landon in Liberty. And we've got KN4MDA, John, and KN4MMI. Stephanie, they're checking in from Lyman. First time checking in on my net. Good to have y'all with us tonight if you're listening. K4OSH Pat from Malden, W2MJB, and KN4HTP. That's Mark and Wendy checking in from Simpsonville, and they're the alternate Monday night net controllers, so welcome to them. So that's our free check-ins from our website. That's brars.cc. Once again, if you're not able to check in at 9 o'clock and need to check in ahead of time, you could do that. And we had an EchoLink station on, but they've dropped off, so not having any EchoLink stations, we'll begin our regular check-ins. As you check in, we invite you to check into your proper alphabetical group. That's based on the first letter of the suffix of your call. That's the first letter after the number. We ask you to give your call phonetically at least once. Give me your name, your location, and let me know your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew. And if you're checking in multiple calls, please pause and give me time to get them all logged as we go on. Tonight is Monday night, so we'll begin the alphabetical check-ins with the Echo Through Hotel group. Suffix your call begins with E through H. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AA4RM or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. And that's Patrick up in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Recognizes KO4HKX. Patrick checking in from Penrose tonight. Patrick, since you're the first one on here, I'm using a new antenna tonight. Can you give me a signal report? Make sure I'm getting in the repeater okay.
You're nice and strong. You're hitting a 8 on my meter.
Okay. All right, so the repeater's strong, but at least I'm not crackly into it. We're good. Okay, any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, please call AA4RM.
AA4RM. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. We'll be negative tonight. Thanks.
4 Romeo Mike and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net recognizing KC4EZN. That's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight. Harry, thanks for checking in. All right, we'll move to the India through Lima group now, I through L. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call AA4RM or Net Control.
AA4RM. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. You're 8 on my meter also. And do hope you have a good night, Robert. Everyone out there, have a great, great week. 7-3.
communication is Greenwood, South Carolina.
And the net, please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative this evening. Thanks for calling the net.
This is Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net control recognizes KK4JBQ Larry, and he brings on Donna, KC4MFK, there in Greer. And Larry, hope you have a great week, too. At KO4NNR, that's Jerry. And Jerry, I think you said you're in Greenwood. Is that correct? You were a little scratchy.
That's perfect.
Okay.
This is Jerry in Greenwood, South Carolina. KO4NNR.
Roger, Jerry. I got you. I appreciate it. Thank you. That was a little better that time. And then we got K4LWE, another Larry, and he's checking in for Piedmont tonight. So, Larry, appreciate you being with us tonight. A couple of Larrys and a Jerry in that group. Do we have any others in the India through Lima group? I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AA4RM.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family, Robert. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Net control. Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4, ISG, Danny, over there in Gastonia. Not quite sure what you have. Man, I'm signing in on because I'm getting on the same frequency. So, hopefully you can just sign me in then. 7:30, y'all have a good one.
Roger. Net control recognizes W4IOE. Sid's in Fletcher, North Carolina. He knows who he's talking to. Danny, KO4ISG. Yeah, I think there's another repeater up to the northwest of you that might get in about as strong as we do. But anyway, glad to have you with us tonight. We'll get you in this one. KO4ISG, that's Danny in Kestonia. Never checked station into two nets at the same time. That's funny. Sorry. Okay, let's move to the Mike, your Papa group. I believe that's all of I through L, M through P. If the suffix of your call begins with M or N or O or P, please call Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike.
Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena. And my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4,
Mike Oscar,
Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
4RM. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November, Juliet, Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and wish good evening to everyone out on the net.
Oscar 4, India, Sierra Golf, Kilo 4, ISG. You might have heard me on another net, which is on the same frequency. Would you please check me in? I'm over here in Gastonia. My name is Danny. Check me in and out. I can follow. Thank you.
RM. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4 in an H. My name is Fred. I'm currently mobile in Piedmont. Saying 7-3 to you and everybody on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Jim. Thanks for calling the net tonight. I always enjoy hearing you call it. Please check in Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike. Walt, if you're at Lake Bowen in Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike, this is Larry down in Simpsonville under this big old full moon. Please check me in. I'll be negative and negative.
Yep.
Oscar 4 Mike Whiskey Yankee.
Danny, we got you last time. We got you checking in that other net, so you're good, KO4ISG. And I'd like to recognize KK4ONO, and that's Loretta. She brings along Rick and Michelle, KK4DMW and KM4MOQ. They're checking in from Piedmont tonight. Appreciate y'all being here. And we've got Tyler, KO4NNJ, in Taylor's, KO4NNH. Fred checking in mobile from Piedmont. Walton Inman, K4OIM. Walt, it's always good to talk with you. And Larry in Simpsonville, KO4MWY. Any others in the Mike through Papa group, M through P, please call. Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike.
Oh, this is KO4NUE out of Liberty, South Carolina. Name is Chad Hightower, and I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Looks like you may have a bad power supply or bad battery or something. All I'm hearing is chirp, and I heard you say net control, but that's about it. Let me recognize Chad and Larry. I got Larry, KO4MWY, sorry, checking in from Simpsonville. And I'd like to recognize KO4NUE. That's Chad in Liberty. This is the Blue Ridge Team Internet. This is AA4RM Net Control. We're taking check-ins in the mic through Pawpaw Group. If the station wants to try again, please go ahead.
Net Control, this is WB4MM Portable. Whiskey Bravo 4, Mike Portable. The name is Mike. I'm located on Mount Picta.
Net Control recognizes WB4MM Mike. Checking in portable tonight. Appreciate you being there with us tonight, Mike. All right, let's move to the next group, and that would be the Quebec through Tango group. The suffix of your call begins with Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AA4RM. Q through T. Got to be somebody out there. Please call Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. Uniform through Zulu. Suffix your call begins with U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AA4RM or net control.
RM. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
4RM and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Mr. Tommy. Reliably checking in from Southern Greenville tonight. Tommy, appreciate you being with us. Any others, uniform through Zulu, call AA4RM.
So, this is KO4, Z Alpha Whiskey, K4ZAW, Amos Mobile, in Greenville, headed towards Simpsonville.
Taking this opportunity to recognize K4ZAW Amos, checking in mobile from Greenville, heading to Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Amos. Be careful out there. All right, we'll move now to the Alpha through Delta group. Suffix of your call begins with A through D. You've been patient tonight. Please call A4RM or net control.
A4RM. This is Whiskey 4, Bravo Foxtrot Alpha, Pat, north of Traverse Rest. Negative, and I'll stay on for the ratchet session.
A4RM. Check in Kilo November 4, Bravo Whiskey X-ray. This is Ann in Simpsonville. No traffic and no chew.
Robert, this is Glenn, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf, KD2 BNG, and Gray Court. Just check me in and out, and say hi to the net.
AA4RM. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net tonight, Robert.
Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easily negative.
Call. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, Kurt from Greenville, negative.
Check in Kilo November 4 Bravo Echo Mike, KN4 BEM, Greenville County, Daniel. Negative and negative.
the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and like to recognize that good group. W4BFA Pat is north of TR, and Pat will be around you for some rag chew, so hang in there. We've got KN4BWX Ann checking in from Simpsonville. Good to hear you tonight, Ann. KD2BNG Glenn, good signal coming in from Gray Court tonight, Glenn. Thanks for being there. W4DJW, Mr. Dave and Greer, our net operator, net manager. Appreciate you holding it all together for us, Dave. And thanks for being there tonight. W4AKG, my neighbor here in Easley, that's AK. Thanks for being there tonight to you too, AK. KM4BLH, Kurt, checking in from Greenville. And KN4BEM, Daniel, also checking in from Greenville County. And do appreciate y'all too. And if I miss any calls or miss any names or locations, please recheck and get me straight. But I think I got all those right. There were a couple of new ones in there, but we do appreciate all of you checking in. All right, let's go for the big group now, Alpha through Zulu. All the way through the alphabet. If you missed a group, that's fine. Check it in a little late. Please call AA4RM for net control.
4RM. And Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray. This is Jeff down in Pelzer. I'll be negative and negative. Appreciate you calling the net. 73 to everybody tonight. Have a good evening, sir.
4RM, check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Echo Whiskey Juliet. My name is Bill, here in Easley, negative, negative.
Oh, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November, Nelson, mobile in Greenville and route to Spartanburg, negative and negative, over.
A4RM, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to recognize Jeff checking in from Pelzer tonight, KO4JQX. KN4CHY, that's Keith and Seneca. Good to have you tonight, Keith. And we've got Bill checking in from Easley, another Easley station, KC1EWJ. Thanks for being there, Bill. Appreciate it. And KO4GUN, Nelson, who's in Greenville, head for Spartanburg on the mobile. Be careful, Nelson. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us. All right, one more time, all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net on this Monday night. Please call AA4RM or net control.
Thanks for calling the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar. Jim and Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Control recognizes KO4LAO, Jim and Traveler's Rest. We appreciate you checking in tonight, Jim. And that's going to bring the formal portion of the net to a close. I'd like to thank all of you for checking in. If you wish to secure, you may do so, but we're going to stick around for a little rag chew, and we'll see if we get some more check-ins here a little bit later. And to do that, we'll go back up to W4BFA, Mr. Pat, north of TR. Don't know how much north of TR you are, Pat, but you can tell us what's going on up there. Call the net.
Thank you, Robert. I'm about 6 or 7 miles north of TR, but I just thought I would want to ask others. These days, I think we need to be thinking about provisions to sufficient if we get cut off from our normal supplies. Like at Walmart may not have their shelves full at some point in the future. Over.
Well, I think that kind of sounds like this time last year when things were not available. There were a lot of things that we were short on last year, from everything from water to toilet paper, but I don't know. I'm
I know at my work we've got provisions for, I think they said, 20 people for 30 days, food-wise. Stuck back in some of these freeze-dried kind of things, or rip-and-eat meals or something. I don't know if I've got enough room at my house to do that, but some other people may want to have a comment about it.
I'd love to hear others, opinions. I think everybody ought to have, and this may sound paranoid, but I think everybody ought to have at least 6 months food supply. And of course, I'm fortunate on my property here. I have a spring that runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year, and it never stops. So I have a water supply. The only thing I have to do is make sure that it is not compromise the bacteria. But anyway, I think everybody needs to think about, and ham radio men and women are sort of oriented this way anyway.
Well, they brought up the fact that there's a preppers group in the upstate that made some announcements. I know some members of our club are active in that group. I'm not, but if anybody else is and wants to make a comment about it, feel free to. You're kind of getting me out of my element here, but you've thought much more about it than I have.
Robert, I don't want to dominate this sort of area of thinking, but I'd like to hear others chime in about that.
Any comments about getting ready for not having the supplies? Feel free to check in with us. Go ahead. Calling net control. Go ahead.
Daniel, KN4BEM, you mentioned the water supply and the concern that it could be compromised with bacteria, and I just didn't know if you're aware, there's this company called Life Straw, L-I-F-E Straw, Life Straw, and they have water filters that, personal water filters that can remove up to, I believe it's 5 to 7 nines, it's like 99.999999, I think, percent of bacteria. They have an individual like straw looking thing that you can directly go to the water source and drink with, or you can put in a water bottle, and they have filters that work inside water bottles, and those are really honestly very reasonably priced. Or if you're looking for something a little bigger, they actually have like a device that holds quite a number of gallons of water and filters it on demand. But I mean, for even, you know, just a very modest sum, you can have some peace of mind from a bacterial perspective about your water source, paying for it, BEM.
Tommy, I think Pat was saying he's got a spring. He just needs to make sure that it doesn't get compromised somehow. But, yeah, that's a good point. People don't water for too long. And, of course, I know it doesn't spoil, but it could get contaminated one way or the other. That's a good point. Anybody else have any comments you'd like to make? Quick break here and see if we have any other check-ins. I'll come back to you and we'll follow up on some of that. This is AA4RM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the net tonight? If so, please call AA4RM or net control. Direct you with Pat, W4BFA. That's some good points you bring up, Pat. I know that we probably ought to be thinking more about it than we do. I know it caught us a lot of us by surprise last year, but then we just kind of go back to our complacent ways, just thinking we're going to have a Walmart to go to every night if we can run out of something. But anybody else in the group or like-minded people, I'm sure, I don't know of any other nets in this area, but I know there are a lot of clubs and so-called prepper groups that do a lot of that. You may want to try to find one of them if that's something you're really interested in.
Station mentioned. I have a couple of those life straws, and those are really, in my opinion, of course, things that you would use if somehow you were in a situation where you didn't have any kind of water supply at all, except some kind of, muddy puddle for a deal. But my spring is actually clear. I mean, you don't. But that doesn't mean it's not compromised bacteria wise. Anyway, it's a deal where I kind of think of how to put this, but something we need to think about where it's like field day. We all set up for field day, and we probably think about setting up for field day every month, or maybe even more often.
My radios will stay on if I don't have anything to eat. I got power here. I know I've got emergency power, so I prepare for that more than I prepare for my provisions, Pat. I know what you're talking about.
82 BNG. As for food, I was thinking about that earlier today. Aquaponics. You probably know what hydroponics is. Having a soilless system where the plants basically have their roots directly in nutrient water. Aquaponics is basically a combination of hydroponics and fish farming. The fish output nutrients into the water. You take that water and feed it to your hydroponic system. The water comes back filtered, and then you put that back into the fish tank. It's a closed-loop system. It needs very little outside water or outside nutrition once you get it started. You can always feed the plants to the fish or feed parts of the fish to the fish. It's a self-sustaining system. It doesn't use a whole lot of real estate. You can set up aquaponic systems probably in a good, decent-sized garden shed. And, of course, the other thing for communications is, as you said, I'm tending toward packet radio to make almost a local internet. But, yeah, it's funny you should mention all this. And as for power generation, I'm running this radio off a solar battery. If I put up some actual decent-sized solar panels, I could probably do more than run the radio. What do you need? You need lighting, and eventually you need refrigeration for food. But you can do a lot with not a whole lot of power.
People on this net who've converted a lot of things to 12 volts. The monitors, computers, everything they were running at their station was all 12 volts, and they were powering all that with solar power. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but it was several years ago, if I remember correctly. I think maybe he moved, but he was down in the Clemson area, if I remember correctly. But he was he ran everything off of solar power into batteries in his station. He was fully self-sufficient. And I've seen the demonstration of those systems, not personally, but I've seen them on TV, and those are real interesting that they're making those. And I think there's some other ones that that actually make use of some other I don't want to say algae, but that type of plant that goes into it somehow too. But that's really interesting. That'd be fun to watch some of that, see how that works.
Yeah, not exactly new. It's probably a very, very old idea. Ever since somebody probably figured out to fill the rice paddies with koi, or, well, you can't eat carp, whatever you could eat, you know. But, yeah, look up aquaponics. It's, you know, fish farming combined with hydroponics. So, in a sense, and the plants return clean water. And generally, you can almost make a sealed system. And it is a very, very, very old idea. You know, and as I said, small amounts of energy from solar batteries to keep a few things running is not that hard to do. I could put some real solar panels on the roof and be able to run not just my radio stations, but I'm sure some small appliances as well.
Roger. All right, appreciate the comments tonight. Let me see if we have any other check-ins here in a few minutes. This is AA4RM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Anyone else, any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, please call AA4RM or net control.
RM. Robert Swayson here. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Golf Fox Uniform. It's KG4GFU. Name is John, no H. Location is Belzer, no H. I'll be in now, sir.
Net control, please check in Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, no comment, no traffic.
4RM, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, slide to recognize a couple of Johns, KG4GFU, John still in Belzer, good to talk to you tonight, John, thanks for being there. And John from Brown Summit, KN4RJN, sorry I missed you on Echo Link, John, I apologize for that, and I've got another Echo Link user too that would probably like to check in. Echo Link only for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. Call AA4RM.
AA4RM. Good evening, Robert and Bonnie and Annette. Please check in. KI4DOS. Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at Back Porch Portable tonight on Echo Link. Good evening to you, Robert and Bonnie, and all on the net. Check us in and out.
Well, recognizes our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, Gary, checking in on Echo Link on his back porch with K3JOY. Hello to Joy, and Bonnie says hello to both of y'all. Thanks for being there tonight. All right, one more time, all the way through the alphabet from the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AA4RM.
4RM. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Quebec Yankee, Joe and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Recognizes KO4JQY, Joe, and he's in Taylor's, checking in number 49 tonight. Let's get one more before we leave. Any others all the way through the alphabet, please call AA4RM.
Okay. Victor 6, Zulu, WV6Z, Tom Mobile in Marietta, negative, negative 73.
I'm on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing Tom and Marietta, WV6Z. And thanks to you for checking in tonight. That makes a good round number. Had one more that had carrier no audio. If you'd like to check in, call AA4RM. Go back up. Pat, if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and close the net. If y'all want to carry on the conversation about your discussion, feel free to, if that's all right with you, sir. W4VFA.
4RM, W4VFA. That'll be great. I had to take a little break there, you know, for, you might say, okay, too much information. If anybody else wants to talk about that would be great. I'd love to hear it. And this is W4BFA listening.
All right, thanks for bringing that to us tonight. This is AA4RM now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for tonight. If you'll stand by, I'll have a net report. Everybody.
everybody check in, and this is A4RM securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net for tonight and turning the repeater back to normal amateur 73. Good evening.
More BSA clear.